Welcome to the Leadership Decoded Podcast, where we discuss practical leadership strategies and techniques that can improve your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and current executive education adjunct professor, team development workshop facilitator, speaker, and leadership coach to Fortune 100 companies. Today's topic is all about connecting with your team members, a vital aspect of effective leadership that fosters collaboration, trust, and productivity. So whether you're a seasoned leader or just stepping into your leadership role, stay tuned for actionable strategies to build stronger connections with your team. Before we dive into those strategies, let's explore why connecting with your team members matters. Research has consistently shown that trust and stronger relationships between leaders and team members leads to higher job satisfaction and increased employee engagement. And increased employee engagement and higher job satisfaction yield higher performance results. Research and results will show that over time, higher satisfaction, organizational commitment, and engagement are positively related to team performance outcomes. When team members feel valued and heard, they're more likely to be motivated, committed, and contribute their best efforts. In an article published through Harvard Business Review, a study across 1,000 U.S. workers showed that 91% say communication issues drag executives down. Some of the most prevalent communication issues: not recognizing employees' achievements, not having time to meet with employees, refusing to talk with subordinate team members, and not knowing employees' names. We need to engage at crucial moments. Acknowledge personal milestones of your team members, weddings, funerals, graduations, and professional milestones, work anniversaries, significant accomplishments, team efforts. All of this goes a long way to connecting with your team. All right, so I worked at a Fortune 50 company in their distribution network. It's my first job I had since leaving the Army, and I was all about team leadership. I deployed. I led teams where our lives depended on each other. We had camaraderie and connection through the roof. It was very similar at this distribution center. It had been open for 25 years. Some people had been there since day one. People were working with their neighbors, people in their communities. And what I learned from this experience was that people didn't necessarily move. They were there. So they had worked with some of the same people for 25 plus years. Now, we had a brand new group leader who was a first line supervisor in my department. I was assigned as the executive trainer in my department. So I helped build the technical expertise as well as the cultural onboarding for this team member. We'll call him Pete Johnson. So Pete Johnson came in right out of college, and I remember distinctively one of the more seasoned team members, we'll call her Tony, came up to me and asked me for a few minutes. "Absolutely, Tony," I said. "What's going on?" She said, "Well, it's about Pete. He is not jiving with our team." I said, "Well, tell me more. What do you mean?" Now, Tony had very high expectations, and she always took a step back and said, "I know you're probably viewing me as complaining." And I let her know every time, "No, Tony, I know you've got high expectations. She was one of our top performers. She performed well. She expected her peers to perform well. She expected her supervisors to be knowledgeable, personable, and perform well." And what she told me was Pete Johnson was not performing well at all. He came off as condescending. It wasn't that he wasn't smart, but she kept saying that he wanted to be the one-upper. He kept talking down to people, wanted to be the last person to have something to say. So I recognized that some of this came down to leadership behaviors. And knowing that this was Pete's first job out of college, he was trying to establish himself as the formal leader. So I told her, I said, "I'll do my best. I'll have a conversation with Pete, find out what's going on, see if I can have some influence and positively change the situation." So I remember talking to Pete, and I asked him, how do you connect with your team? How do you interact with your team members on a day-to-day basis?" "Oh, well, I start off the day and I give them their jobs, I task them, and then I go find out and make sure they're doing their jobs, and I give them their performance feedback, and if they're not working well, you know, I let them know I'm the boss and I'm watching you." And there we have it. There was no personal connection. It was only professional. It was transactional leadership. I overwatch, I direct, you perform. So I asked Pete, well, how do you think your team knows that you're the boss? Oh, I tell them. It's in my title. I said, how else do you think they know that you're the boss? And he gave me a puzzled look. I said, where do you stand when you give your startup meeting? Well, I stand in front of my team. I said, do they have to know that you're the boss if you're standing in front of them? Well, no, I guess not. I said, who gives their performance evaluations? Well, I do. Yeah. Do you have to remind them? I said, now, who decides on the best techniques and approaches when unplanned anomalies come up throughout the night? Well, I do. I have the final say. Well, you have the final say. That's right, Pete. But where do you seek out information? Where do you seek out insights? Well, from my team. So I got Pete to see that it was a two-way conversation, that he didn't need to rely on positional authority. He didn't need to rely on the traditional symbols and physical roadblocks and attributes of leadership. Over time, I worked with Pete a little bit more often, and I got him to see that you can be personable. You can open up and connect with people. And your team is inherently good. They want a leader to connect with them. They want a leader to be decisive, to focus on performance, but to also be there when they need him or her. Leadership is about people. It's about connecting. And my time with Pete was value added. A few weeks later, I saw Tony once again, and she simply rolled up and said thank you. And I knew exactly what she meant. And I nodded, and we moved on. Connection with your team matters. And as a leader, there's multiple ways to connect. It's not just about work-related conversations. It's about building genuine relationships with your team. Now, there's a fine line and a tightrope to walk. But to be able to be effective, you can actively listen to your team. When your team members express their thoughts and feelings, be present. Be attentive. Show empathy and understanding. And you'll create a more supportive environment. This can be tough, especially for new leaders as well as more seasoned leaders. For new leaders, you may be so eager to connect and share with your team members that you inadvertently cut them off so you can share your perspective in an effort to relate. I've watched this unfold in front of me. Admittedly, I found myself doing this from time to time when I was a new leader as well. It's a balancing act between active listening, relating, and not being a one-upper. For seasoned leaders, the distance between you and your team can become an obstacle that prevents you from being relatable. The higher you go on an organizational chart, that will shift how people around you perceive you and interact with you. I've experienced this firsthand. Within my first week of being promoted on the senior leadership team at a company I worked for, I was in a meeting and I had a somewhat intense look on my face. Now, what I have found from this conversation was that my thinking face and my can be mistaken for my assertive or aggressive or upset face. I furrow my brow. I get deep in thought. I purse my lips together. How I found this out was rather comical. There was a person who was sitting across the table from me who was in the meeting with me, who happened to be a subordinate leader within our larger organization. And as we're standing at the urinals, mind you, urinal conversations, I am not a fan of. He brings up, oh, I think you were pretty upset in that meeting. And I said, well, let's finish and we can talk about this in a minute, please. So we did. We meet outside. I said, what do you mean? He goes, oh, the look on your face when so-and-so was talking. He goes, you look pretty upset. He goes, that was a pretty, you know, silly thing for them to say. And I said, whoa. I said, no, I wasn't upset at all. I was just absorbing the information. I was taking it in. I was thinking about it. And so I thanked this person for bringing that up. But two things happened. I became aware that my body language was trying to be read. None of us are good at reading body language. I also became aware that he was merely trying to connect with me on a point and have a conversation and see what I was seeing through my eyes. As a leader, you're on stage. How you show up, your tone, your technique, how often you get out and about, how you hold yourself in meetings, when you speak, how often you speak, all of these things are watched. And being able to connect with your team and open up will help them relate to you and understand more about how you carry yourself, as well as you understanding more about how they carry themselves. And when you gain that understanding and you open yourself up and you have that trust, connections will form. So get out of the office. Go see your team members in their space. Give them a safe space to share what's happening in their world with you. Additionally, recognize and celebrate individual achievements and milestones. Acknowledging your team's efforts makes them feel appreciated and motivated to keep excelling. Simple gestures like sending a personalized thank you message, praising them during team meetings, can go a long way in building strong connections. One company I worked for had 3x5 recognition cards. We would jot a note down, hand it out to employees on the spot. It was a very simple system. These worked so well. People had them displayed at work, and some even had them proudly displayed at home on their refrigerator. Some forms of recognition don't cost anything but a few minutes of your time, and they will build strong ties with your team members. So what are some actionable steps you can take to connect with your team starting tomorrow? These will take time. Any shift in routine and rituals takes time and discipline. Remember, it's not just a change for you. It's a change for your team too. Coffee chats. Schedule informal one-on-one coffee chats with your team members regularly. This casual setting encourages open conversations and can help you understand their aspirations and challenges. Team building activities. Plan team building activities that promote collaboration and camaraderie. This can be anything from team lunches to virtual game nights, allowing team members to bond beyond their professional roles. Feedbacks and surveys. Encourage feedback from your team and act on it. Conduct anonymous surveys to give your team members a safe space to share their thoughts on work-related matters. Personal development support. Invest in your team's personal growth by offering training opportunities or mentoring programs. Show that you care about their development as professionals and individuals. And share your own personal stories. Open up about your experiences and your challenges as a leader. It doesn't always have to be the heroic outcome. It can be a miserable failure and what you learn from it. That shows your human side. Sharing personal stories can create a sense of relatability and build trust among your team members. So there you go. You've got actionable strategies to connect with your team members effectively. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. Remember that. You've got to find what works for you. Strong connections foster a positive work environment, boost productivity, and lead to happier team members. Imagine being happier at work. It's amazing what can result when you have that type of environment. Start implementing these strategies and watch your team thrive. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded. Until next time. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Share it with your fellow leaders. We value your feedback, so please leave a comment, leave a review, let us know what topics you'd like us to explore next. Stay curious, stay connected, and keep empowering your teams to reach new heights. See you in the next episode. Thanks for joining me on Leadership Decoded. To explore more of what's happening on the stacks, head over to youtube.com/onthestacks. If you want to keep the conversation going, connect with me on LinkedIn. And if you're interested in learning more about leadership and team development workshops for your organization, don't hesitate to reach out. I'd love to find a way to serve you and help your team grow. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey. Be well, my friends.